It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is December the 27th, 2023, and it's 1903 UTC. Whew, got that all out. Welcome, welcome, one and all. I'm updating my terminal, my iTerm 2 program, so it'll be 1 second for me to connect over to Comm. What's Comm, you might ask? Well, that's Commode Chat. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, or if you're cool, you can do tty.sdf.org or meta if you're cool like that. Either way, the big thing is that you SSH over, and then once you're there, launch Commode Chat or launch Comm. All you need to do is press G and then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. Oh, type Comm, then press enter, then press G for go to. And then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. If you're like me and you were in anon radio already, you may have bounced into the Comm chat room and then jumped back out. But welcome, one and all. Shout out to those in Comm already, including our pals Ratsu and X1, as well as WX Boss. So welcome, welcome, one and all. It works. Hey, we're back on business. I decided yesterday I was a little angry, but then I realized that, hey, there's a solution to this problem you're having with your computer. Just go buy the headset that you would like to use, and then set it up and configure the mix program, and then you won't worry about it. So, so that's what we're going to do. So not today. Today I'm using the same headphones that gave me grief yesterday, but I'm going to go to Target or Best Buy, or one of those box stores. I wanted to print some business cards, but I bought the inkjet paper instead of the printer, the laser printer paper. So I need to go exchange that. But that's the excitement of the day for me. Went and saw Ferrari with Adam Driver. That was the other fun. Oh, and I'm washing clothes. I guess I gotta wait till the clothes are done washing. Anyway, welcome one and all. It is time for News to Me, your daily news show, Monday through Friday, barring some holidays, not all the holidays, just depends on whether or not I'm home. And of course, at 1930 UTC, coming up after the show, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So stick around for that. Of course, today being Wednesday, also at 2100 hours is Cinespheres, Sound of Synergy, and Lit Up on Linux and Special Ed at midnight or 00 UTC and 0100 UTC. Both of those shows are fan favorites, so check them out if you get a chance. And if you miss out, go to anonradio.net and you can hear on the archive. All right, look at that, getting all the ad copy done at the beginning of the show. Pretty surprising, right? All right, well, let's start the way we pretty much always start in that, my friends. Well, it used to be with world news, but it's pretty much the death and destruction time now. I need to get some death and destruction music. Dig through the ditches and burn. Yep. So first, in Australia, at least 10 people, including a 9-year-old girl, have died in eastern Australia during severe thunderstorms on Christmas and Boxing Day. Most of the deaths were in the state of Queensland, where tens of thousands of people are still without power. Victoria and New South Wales were also hit by widespread flooding and destructive winds. Further thunderstorms have been forecast, but conditions are expected to improve. The winds were so strong in places, they tore roofs off of buildings, felled trees, and ripped concrete-based electricity poles from the ground. It's the first time we've had concrete power pole destroyed by a storm. That's pretty significant. It's unprecedented, the Queensland Premier, Stephen Miles, is quoted as saying. So they're blaming El Nino and the other stuff there. Of course, I usually have a BBC story. Why do I have BBC stories? You guys know why. Maps. That's right. If you go to sdf.org/l/1i7. That's sdf.org/lima/1india7. All lowercase, all together, sdf.org/l/1i7. And you will see a map of Australia. And then we can see Victoria, New South Wales, and Queensland. Helpful to know where these places are. All right. Tobe has no Sedelia. I'm not sure. Let's look up Sedelia. Search the web for Sedelia. A mark written under the letter C, especially in French, to show that it's pronounced like an S rather than a K, as in facade. Oh. Ha ha. Beautiful. Very cool. All right. Well, let's keep on moving. There's lots of stuff going on. In Florida, there's a shooting. What could the shooting be over? Oh, just greed. Two teenage brothers have been arrested after their sister was shot and killed during a row over Christmas presents. Abrielle Baldwin, age 23, was shot in the chest by one brother while she had her 10-month-old son in a carrier, the Florida Sheriff's Office said. The brother was then shot by their older sibling, who pulled his own gun. Pinellas County Sheriff's Office has said. It added that the shooting followed an argument over who was getting more presents. Sheriff Bob Galtry told reporters that the older teenager, who is 15, ran from the scene and tossed his gun away. The younger brother, a 14-year-old, was taken to hospital in stable condition and will be taken into custody when he's released. Local prosecutors will review the case and decide whether to charge him as an adult for the killing of his sister. The woman was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. He explained the mother of the two suffered internal bleeding and was unable to breathe, but added that the baby in the carrier was not harmed. The 15-year-old was arrested and charged with attempted first-degree murder and tampering with evidence. So, pretty wild, pretty wild-ass story. Why... 23-year-old was shot by her two teenage siblings, and they both had handguns. It doesn't... I don't know. If you have a child, if you are in control or manage a child, it's up to you what you do, but you probably shouldn't give someone that's emotionally unstable, a teenager, a firearm. Bad idea. German ex-finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble, who helped steer the Eurozone through the debt crisis, has died at the age of 81. An MP, or member of parliament, for 51 years in Germany's Bundestag, he played a key role in negotiating German reunification after the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. He then survived an attempt on his life by a mentally unstable gunman. And although never chancellor, Schäuble was widely viewed as one of Germany's most influential post-war politicians. Currently, Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he had shaped the country for more than half a century, and Germany had lost a sharp thinker, a passionate politician, and a pugnacious Democrat. Ooh, Tobe's going to start mapping something up. I like it. Maps. Tobe, the cartographer. Cartographer. Oh, I like that. The cartographer. All right. So anyway, he's underground now. And I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, but or were watching TV at the time, but in, I think, the early 90s, Phil Hartman was in this sketch, so it had to have been in the 90s. There was a sketch where it was for robot insurance, because they're strong, and they're made out of metal, and they're going to steal your pills. Excuse me. It's a running joke with my mom, because when she was a nurse, she used to deal with elderly people who really thought that, like, people were out there to steal their pills. Well, hey, Jeff's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Well, a Tesla engineer was attacked by a robot. So you know what? Give your parents a hug. They were right. The robots are out there to get you. A Tesla engineer at the company's factory near Austin was allegedly... I don't know why they have to say allegedly. It's like a robot isn't going to be found guilty or not, so there's no reason to allege. But a Tesla engineer at the company's factory near Austin was attacked by a robot in 2021. Whoa, that's a while ago. According to an incident report filed with regulators, witnesses allegedly observed the robot at the Giga Texas factory pin the engineer and claw at him at his back and arm, causing a trail of blood on the factory floor. The robot reportedly immobilized the engineer and left the victim with an open wound on his left hand. The robot was designed to handle freshly cast aluminum car parts. The Independent has contacted Tesla for comment. Of course, you know, all Elon Musk's companies famously don't have public relations or any kind of way to communicate with the outside world. The engineer was able to break free from the assembly robot after a colleague pressed the emergency stop button. Upon being released, the engineer reportedly tumbled a few feet down a chute intended for collected scrap aluminum, leaving a trail of blood. According to reports, Tesla said the engineer's injuries did not require him to take any time off work. Require or allow? I'm not sure. This sounds like something that you would definitely be in trouble for. Tesla has faced criticism for its handling of workplace safety and accident reporting at the Giga Texas plant factor. Giga Texas plant, it's a weird way to say it. Data has shown a higher rate of injuries compared to industrial averages. So, that's from theindependent.co. Hey, and Tobe confirming he does love maps. So this, for my friends who love Japan, or who maybe are in Japan and suffering, a Japanese luxury department store has apologized for delivering hundreds of collapsed strawberry Christmas cakes. That's right. I'm going to send a link into com because this is just a sad day. Collapsed cake. You can go to sdf.org/l/1i8. Hey, what do you know? It's in order. That's sdf.org/lima/1india8. All lowercase, all squished together. sdf.org/l/1i8. And then you'll get to see this cake in its state. About 807 of around 2,900 strawberry cakes delivered in the run-up to Christmas were damaged on arrival, sparking a social media backlash. Takashimaya, Japan's answer to Harrods, said it had betrayed the expectation of many and was taking responsibility. Senior Managing Director Kashusiza Kazuhisa Yokoyama bowed deeply at a news conference in Tokyo to show remorse. Takashimaya said on Wednesday that the cakes were made and frozen by Winds Arc, a confectionery firm in the city of Saitama. Hey, that's the name of One Piece Man. A separate company, Yamato Transport, handled the delivery. However, an internal investigation has failed to determine why the cakes arrived in various stages of collapse. Only about 1% of Japan's population are Christians, but many in the country celebrate Christmas by exchanging gifts and sharing festive meals with loved ones. Quite a shame. The colors, red and white, as in strawberry cake, represent celebration. Aside from cakes, the Japanese also serve KFC fried chicken on Christmas Eve. Takashimaya's strawberry shortcake has layers of chiffon and fresh strawberries covered in white icing that is carefully piped to resemble the frilled hem of a dress. The cake costs 5,400 yen, or $38 each. But many of the cakes were sent to customers in a less-than-picture-perfect state. So, they apologized. No word if people got refunds or were given some kind of compensation. Cake destruction. Confectionery calamity. That's just a nice little break because there's sadness, of course, in the world. Still more. 27,000 people were evacuated as floods hit 6 Malaysian states. East Coast has been worst affected. Torrential rain in the last few days from the annual monsoon season inundated 6 Malaysian states on December 27th, forcing 27,000 people to seek shelter at relief centers, with the East Coast states the worst hit. Kelantan Menteri Besar Nasiruddin Daud was not spared, with the water level rising rapidly around his house in Kampung Meranti on the outskirts of Kota Baru. The water level rose quite rapidly. Praise God, this morning I was able to carry out my official duties by going to the office to lead the executive council meeting, he said on Facebook. I don't know why that's part of the story. Anyway, a total of 13 rivers and 6 districts had exceeded the danger level at noon on December 26th, following continuous rain over the past few days. Pictures shared on social media accounts several main roads were impassable to traffic with vehicles submerged in water. And, yeah, lots of pictures of stuff underground. Tobe pointing out, don't leave the cake out in the rain. Cake out in the rain is a famous phrase made famous by, what is it, MacArthur Park? Hold on. Let's see. Let's go to the Genius Lyrics and see. Nope. Oh, here it is. The chorus says, MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think I can take it, because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no. Then there's a picture of a cake. MacArthur Park is notorious for its sentimentality and unusual metaphors. However, at its core, it's a semi-automatic autobiographical song based on a period in Jimmy Webb's life when he lost a great love of his life. At the time, he lived near MacArthur Park in L.A., and he and his love used to go there together. But in the song, the hero is going back there alone after she is gone, thinking about where they went and what they did, replaying everything in his head and mourning the loss of the relationship, wondering if he'll ever love anyone as much or if this was love of his life. The cake could be a metaphor for Webb and Ronstadt's relationship, so when someone left the cake out in the rain, they ruined the relationship. So yeah, don't leave the cake out in the rain. If you watch Parasite, the movie, you will know this guy. Otherwise, you may not. Oh, I'm going to cough. One sec.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Okay, there we go. That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here, listening, hanging out. Greetings, Freebird882. Welcome, welcome, one and all. So I was mentioned Parasite because one of the actors is dead, committed suicide, Lee Sun-kyun, a South Korean actor who drew global attention with his performance as the wealthy patriarch in the Oscar-winning film Parasite, was found dead on Wednesday in an apparent suicide in a Seoul park, officials in the capital said. Lee, 48, had faced police questioning 3 times over accusations of illegal drug use amid a government crackdown, with one session running 19 hours over the weekend. Handy C's in the house. Keep peddling, everyone. SDF is powered by you. Yeah, indeed. Please pay your dues. So here's some good news, bright news, a positive story. What the hell? That's annoying. The news story. Let me see. This is from USA Today. So I'm going to search to double confirm that this is legit. Because it's kind of a good, it's kind of a nice. Cool. So this is from a few days ago, but I'm getting it from NPR now instead of USA Today, just because. Hey, Maxime, welcome, welcome. Freebird, good morning, good morning. President Biden issued a wide-reaching proclamation Friday that further pardons people who have certain convictions related to marijuana under federal and D.C. law. The pardon builds on actions Biden took last year on pardons related to simple possession of marijuana. A White House official said this new proclamation expands those actions by issuing pardons for things like offensive use and possession of on certain federal lands. The pardon encompasses U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents who committed or were convicted of simple possession, attempted simple possession, or use of marijuana, regardless of whether the offender had been charged or prosecuted yet. Proclamation does not include pardons for offenses such as possession of marijuana with intent to distribute or driving offenses committed while under the influence of marijuana. pardon Biden issued does not apply to state convictions. In a statement, the president encouraged governors to take action on marijuana laws in their own states. Just as no one should be in federal prison solely due to the use of or possession of marijuana, no one should be in a local jail or state prison for that reason. A former cop and not really a friend of the people, Kamala Harris, also said, "As I have declared many times before, no one should be in prison simply for smoking weed. This is why we continue to call on governors to join us in this long overdue work." So, Cousin Clem does heroin. Well, that's not going to... I hope Cousin Clem gets to go into rehab, but if you're in the United States, good luck. You might not be able to afford it. that's just a little bit of news, a little bit of good news for those who may have a simple possession charge floating around in their history. Oh, we got still more death. I guess we got one more death story I forgot about. A missing pregnant Texas teenager and her boyfriend were found dead in a parked car Tuesday in San Antonio, and the police said they may have been there for days. Savannah Nicole Soto, age 18, and Matthew Guerra, 22, were reported missing by police on Leon Valley, a few miles northwest of a San Antonio suburb. Two bodies were found in a Kia Optima, matching the description of one belonging to the boyfriend, and they may have been there for 3 or 4 days. He didn't identify the bodies, pending confirmation from the medical examiner, but said they were believed to be those of the missing couple. Detectives right now are looking at this as a possible murder, but we don't know for sure. Because of the complexity, the complex crime scene, we can't say for sure what we have. The bodies were found Tuesday afternoon after someone spotted the car in the parking lot of an apartment complex and alerted the family. Relatives then called the police. Soto was a week overdue to deliver and was scheduled to have an induced labor at a hospital late Saturday night. Gloria Cordova said she had last heard from her daughter on Friday afternoon. So, interesting. Kind of a strange thing. Let's see. Powder in a spoon is nice, but thick brown paste is best when you know the deal and you ain't scared of nobody. It's coming from Maxime. I'm guessing this is a heroin reference. Not sure. Alright. So yeah, not sure what happened, but the couple is dead. 18 and 22. That's a danger zone right there. All right, dude news. Breaking news. 5 new species of soft-furred hedgehogs discovered. That's right. New dudes. We got new dudes. Scientists have identified 5 new species of soft-furred hedgehogs from Southeast Asia. 2 of the species discovered are entirely new to science, while 3 have been elevated from subspecies level by researchers who carried out DNA analysis, as well as detailed physical observations of the mammals. The study analyzed physical specimens and tissue samples collected both from field work and from museum collections that date back decades. Previously, there were only 2 known species of soft-furred hedgehogs, but the study published in Zoological Journal of Linnean Society brings the total to 7. The study's lead author was Arlo Hinckley, and Margarita Salas said the research could help governments and other organizations decide how to prioritize conservation funding to protect biodiversity. I'll include a picture because they're cute little guys. Blink. Okay. Soft furred hedgehog. sdf.org/l/li9. That's Lima, India 9. sdf.org/l/1i9. Just like a horse thing, or tax form. And what do we got? We got a YouTube link from Thrig. Not sure what it's to. Let's see. Oh, it's a song. It's Cousin Clem Takes Heroin. Okay. All right, so, pretty cool little dude, I think. Interesting dude, anyway. These guys are active both during the day and night, and are believed to eat insects and other invertebrates, as well as fruits. So, pretty cool. I thought it was neat. Dudes are cool. The Eiffel Tower. We've only got about 3 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe shows up. Tobe is the chairman. Pippa, Sergeant-at-Arms, and all of us can be members. All you need to do is tune in and check it out. So stick around. That's coming up in 2 minutes and about 10 seconds. The Eiffel Tower has shut down. Workers are on strike. The Eiffel Tower was shut down to visitors Wednesday because of a strike over contract negotiations the day the Paris Monument marks 100 years since the death of its creator, Gustave Eiffel. Whew, excuse me. Cat was not included in the Zodiac, so it got BSD'd instead. Elon sold the horse. Oh, no horse command, yeah. Handy C suggests we turn the Eiffel Tower sideways to allow more people to enter it at a time. It's possible. We'll submit that to the complaints department. Russia has accused the U.S. of threatening global energy security. Russia's claim that the U.S. sanctions levied against the Arctic LNG 2 project undermine global energy security. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman hit out on Wednesday at Washington's unacceptable move to clamp down on the pipeline. Of course, this is something not old. This is old news, but apparently they made a new statement about it. In Guinea, the Conakry, C-O-N-A-K-R-Y, fuel depot. It's been on fire for a few days, but it is now out, so don't worry about that. Oh, golly, we've only got a few seconds. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'll be back tomorrow with some more news. What else? Iran's accelerated uranium enrichment, and China launched a rocket, but the booster landed next to somebody's house. Oops. Oh, and Publius is here. Welcome, welcome. I have a package I'm supposed to drop off for Publius. I keep forgetting it by my door. But welcome, welcome, one and all. Good to see you. Please stay tuned for incoming transmission.